This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu today participated in a closing ceremony of the centenary celebration of the old Chiki script of the Santali language in the Karanti area of Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district, Jharkhand. During the event, the president also paid tribute to Pandit Raghunath Murmu, the father of the old Chiki script in Jharthan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday, has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business and make India a global services giant. PM Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. PM Modi, in conclusion, said that every state must create 10-year actionable plans based on the discussions of this conference with 1, 2, 5 and 10-year target timelines wherein technology can be utilized for regular monitoring. In 2025, India marked a decisive consolidation of its national security framework under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the year, the government clearly articulated five firm norms on terrorism. These are strong response to terror attacks, zero tolerance for nuclear blackmail, no distinction between terrorists and their sponsors, terrorism first in any dialogue, and an uncompromising stand on sovereignty. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. Its policies translate into progress and intent into impact. After expanding the luxury of a comfortable travel to non-AC passengers through Amrit Bharat trains, Indian Railways is all set to soon operationalize the first Vande Bharat sleeper for AC class travelers. Ministry of Railways has said that focused efforts, innovation and indigenization are helping transform Indian Railways into a world-class network. Indian Railways is undertaking a series of transformative infrastructure initiatives to enhance capacity, efficiency and sustainability across the rail network. Key focus areas include the commissioning of dedicated freight corridors to decongest the conventional network and promotion of public-private partnership models to supplement public investment. The Vikshit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Vikshit Bharat G Gram G Act is likely to make most of the state's net gainers of 17,000 crore rupees as compared to the average allocation of the last 7 years. The Act has replaced the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. According to a research report by the State Bank of India, the Act will improve overall fund distribution to states. The report highlighted that the restructuring of the earlier MG Narega through the Vikshit Bharat G Gram G framework seeks to integrate transformative practices and strategies. The focus will be laid on addressing challenges related to competitive project identification, productive asset creation, enhanced income generation and an efficient monitoring mechanism. The State Election Commissioner Vinchin Tashi called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, retired yesterday and briefed the Governor on the recently concluded Panchayati Raj and local body elections. The Governor congratulated the State Election Commissioner and his dedicated team for the smooth and successful conduct of the elections. He also commended the district administrations and the state police for the exemplary cooperation and commitment throughout the electoral process. The Governor lauded the robust, well-coordinated security arrangements that ensured a peaceful electoral environment. He appreciated the constant vigilance, professionalism and dedication of the security forces whose efforts effectively prevented intimidation and violence, enabling voters to exercise their franchise in a safe, secure and confidence-inspiring atmosphere. The Panchayat elections in the state witnessed a strong voter turnout of 74.92%, reflecting active public participation. In the municipal elections, Itanagar recorded a turnout of 51.39%, while Pasighat registered a higher participation rate of 60.95%. The Idu Mishmi Cultural and Literary Society released the second edition of the book of Idu Mishmi Code on Research Ethics on Sunday at the Central Reco in Cheta in Lower Dibang Valley District. The IMCRE is a complete and must guideline on ethical research practices in the Idu Mishmi Hills of Dibang Valley and Lower Dibang Valley districts and the Idu Mishmi inhabited regions in Upper Siang, East Siang and Lohit districts. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.